Seasonal cleansing is a time-honored tradition in Ayurveda and part of a healthy, conscious lifestyle, preparing your body and mind for the new season by reestablishing your natural state of balance, hitting the reset button on digestion, and increasing your energy and vitality for the longer days ahead. Organic India is transforming the wisdom of ancient traditions into accessible, easy, modern-day practices to support you in achieving your healthy, conscious living goals year-round. Visit organicindiausa.com to learn more.
New to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is your place for honest answers.
Naturally Savvy
with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky
and health journalist
Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis with the wonderful Andrea Donsky. How are you, hon?
I am good. I am so happy to be here. I love our podcast.
Our self-esteem is huge and it makes such a difference in our health. So we're super excited to have back on the show. It's been too long. Our dear friend, Dr. Joyce Knutz. And you probably know her from Twitter because almost everybody's following her. And she's just a wonderful person. Dr. Joyce, I'm going to bring you right in. Welcome back, darling.
Thank you. I'm a crazy person to be on Twitter this much. But I love it. So that's how I met you guys. So it's
that's
worthwhile.
True. Yeah, I've met so many great people through there. I mean, I have this whole great, not only community of women, but I've met some wonderful men there as well involved in health. I mentioned the self-worth. I grew up having no self-worth. I had the lowest self-esteem. I mean, it was terrible. Aww. And it wasn't until, you know, really going off to college and getting away from my home and about my town and the environment that I started to feel good about myself. And I talk way too much. I already know about my daughter. I'm just going to say there's issues. And I think having someone to work with really helps when you're different from other people and your self-esteem is affected. So, Dr. Joyce, you are the queen of self-esteem. So let's talk about this. What does self-esteem mean to you, first of all?
Well, I don't think very many people grew up with a good self-esteem. From my practice of helping people with their life, just their life. As a life coach, right. I find so many people, more than not, just do not have a good self-esteem because of their childhood. And it's scary to me because they take that throughout their life. Something that happened to them 30 years ago, they're still, you know, getting upset about, and it doesn't make any sense to me. So that's why I like to do the life coach work, because it really is important to know that there is definitely a link between what you guys do with health and what I do with self-esteem.
Well, tell us a little bit more about the work you do. It sounds so interesting. How do you, I've heard, you know, we all know the term life coach, but different life coaches focus on maybe it's your career, or maybe it's your marriage, or maybe it's something else. But you focus, your main focus, is that on self-esteem?
It is. I wouldn't say just on self-esteem, but just on you. How to make you a better you. And that starts with a self-esteem. And people do not realize that their health will suffer if they don't have it. And so that's why it's important you say there's a lot of life coaches out there, and there are, but they're not qualified. Because if they're 20 years old and they're telling you that they're a life coach, what do they know? You have to be around a long time. True. And fortunately or not, I'm in my 70s, so I am able to call myself a qualified life coach, plus I have life coach credentials. So you have to be careful when you go pick somebody out to help you with your self-esteem, that they're like the person that you're using for your daughter.
Yeah, that makes really good sense. I think that's wonderful. Now, what does self-esteem have to do with your overall health? I mean, I think it has a lot of things. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this.
Well, thank you. The starting point, you know, there's a man named Richard Sennett. Have you ever heard of him? He's got a book called Respect in the World of Inequality. And
he says that sounds interesting.
It's called Respect in a World of Inequality, and it's written by Richard Sennett, S-E-N-N-E-T-T-S. I don't know him, but I know of his work. And he says that society is riddled with inequality of talent, opportunities, life chances, and achievement. And it's kind of like a catch-22 here when I tell you this. It's like we respect achievement. So these inequalities can be accompanied by inequality of respect, and that will be accompanied by inequalities of self-esteem. So it's kind of like a hierarchy of needs that we have to take care of in order to get the self-esteem. And why do they matter? They really do matter, because there'll always be differences, individual differences that there are different human needs, health and autonomy. So health is one of them. And it's very important. For those that don't know what autonomy means, that is independence or freedom to do whatever you need to do with your life. And so it's very closely linked, autonomy, with self-esteem and the earning of respect.
You know, one of the things that I always think about is that I find that men in general have a lot more self-esteem than women do. And do you think that that's a societal thing? Why do you think that is?
Ooh, that's a great question.
I think there's many reasons, because men have always been given more respect than women, because they used to go out to work and the women stayed home and diapered the babies and did all the things women are supposed to do. So how are you supposed to get self-esteem by, you know, cleaning up somebody's stuff when they go to the bathroom? So I think that's not going to give us self-esteem. Men go out, they go out to their jobs, they get kudos all the time, they get awards, all this type of stuff. And so we don't get that. And so we grow up thinking we don't deserve it. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
I think it's changing, because if I'm not mistaken, I think more women are in the workforce now than men.
Yes.
So it's changing.
It's
and so women are getting more self-esteem. So they'll be able to do things like you're doing with the radio show and what I'm doing with life coaching. But it's just, we have to earn it. We have to earn that self-respect and that self-esteem. And men earned it. We didn't. So now we can.
Joyce, when you work with somebody, I'm just curious, how do you start? Do you talk about their background? Do you kind of get to the root of why they have low self-esteem? Or do they kind of come to you, they've already processed that, maybe they went to therapy, and now they're like, okay, I have low self-esteem. Here's a little bit why. And now we're just going to build on that and figure out how to get self-esteem.
It's a great question. And the reason why is because we do not have any idea about what a person is all about unless we talk to them. And I'm an assessment counselor as well, so I give assessments to them, find out who are they, where did they come from, what do they believe in life, how do they get to where they are now, what can I do to help them get further. So definitely, I definitely put friendship first when I first talk to somebody, because you got to get to know them. You got to get to know who they are and why they're there. And I could usually tell in 5 minutes that they don't have self-esteem or they do. So it's very interesting to me how the difference in people. I've seen CEOs cry in their offices because they're so upset with not getting any respect from their employees. And so that's a great question. Keep asking more of that type of question, because I want to answer them, but I want to make sure I'm giving you a thorough answer. I want to know who Lisa is. I want to know who Andrea is, because I can't help you. You're not the same people. You're two different people with two different needs.
But that also builds trust, right? When you're getting to know them, right?
That's part of autonomy. So It's very interesting to me how it all links together. And when we were talking about a topic for the show, I thought, I don't think people think that self-esteem has anything to do with health. It's just not true. If you get up in the morning and you look in the mirror and you like what you see, I'm not talking looks here. I'm talking just you like who you are, and you look in the mirror and you say, I like myself. You don't think too many people are doing that, do you? They're not really doing that. They're saying, oh, my nose is too big. Oh, my eyes are cross-eyed, all this kind of stuff. And that is why it's so important to get to know each person, because as much as we're all really special people, we got to find out where the special lies.
Do you think there's a fine line between self-esteem and narcissism?
Ooh,
that's a great question.
Thank you.
Yes. I think that it depends on the amount of narcissism. I think if you're narcissistic to the point where you're ugly to be with, then that's too far. But you've got to like yourself. You've got to, we've all heard this. Tell me if you haven't heard this. But we've all heard that we are all a certain self-esteem, and we got to like ourselves.
I recently had an encounter with a narcissist, and for me, having that, and the reason why I asked that, whether there's a fine line, because let's use social media for an example. And I want to post something and I'm like, okay, here's a story that, you know, is a good thing and, you know, or something that makes me feel like it's in a positive light. And then I struggle with the, oh, wait a minute. Is that being too, you know, positive on myself? Is that making me feel like I'm, you know, or making it seem like I'm too into myself? So that's why I struggle a little bit with it, because on one hand, I want to help people to be like, okay, here's what I've overcome. Here's how far I've come. But I don't want to appear that, you know, that it's too narcissistic. So it's a good conversation to have, because I think that there is that fine line about it. But I have to get over the hump of really being more confident and self-confident, as opposed to thinking that it's a negative thing.
Right. I was called the narcissist recently. I had to jump in on Twitter. I posted some picture that I said, this is, I don't know what I said. I don't even remember, but it was something around probably this is like a picture of myself that I like, or that I've taken in a while or something. Or it was just basically just saying, I like this picture of myself. And the woman's like, isn't that a little narcissist? I said, no, I don't think so. Or maybe this is today I posted this, but I put a little funny face. I said, tomorrow, and it's a picture of me smiling. Tomorrow, my girl gets her braces off. I had them at her age. Her teeth were just like mine pre-braces. Can't wait to see her beautiful smile. I think I just complimented my smile. And then I put a goofy face because I was saying her teeth were just like mine. She's getting her braces off. Look at, it's like, oh, but people like it, like that one. But to me, if someone's like, well, you're a narcissist because you and your daughter look alike and now her teeth, I'm a nice person and I'm kind. And I think you have to look at the person. Are they selfish? Do they only think about themselves? Are they so self-involved? To me, that's the true narcissist.
Maybe the word, yeah, exactly. Maybe the word isn't so much narcissist, because narcissist to me is a whole other level. And maybe it's just like, and that's where it goes back to that question of that fine line. So Joyce, would you say then maybe it's just great self-confidence as opposed to a narcissistic behavior?
I think we're getting confused here you're right about the narcissistic word. It's okay to compliment yourself. If somebody is criticizing your post, for example, then they are of a very low self-esteem, because social sites are not any other reason than to be positive. They're not to be negative in any way. And what you said, Lisa, and what you said, Andrea, has nothing to do with being too much of anything. You don't need to question yourself. The only thing that I would say is when I put up tweets, and you all know that I have lots of people, and they seem to like me because they follow me back. And so what I have noticed is I'll read my tweet before I send it out, and I'll say, did I do anything here to hurt another person's feelings? And if I did, I don't post it. But anything I do, if I say, well, I just got this award or something like that, that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. That means you accomplished something. So I think these social sites have made us kind of crazy heads, because we really don't know what to say. We don't know what we're saying. We don't know what to say. And then you get these people that, like, a quote will be put up, and then they'll criticize the quote. Well, for God's sake, go and find, you know, Mother Teresa and tell her she did something wrong. Because it's, you know, it's okay to like yourself, and you should like yourself. And we should do a whole show on that one, because it's not narcissistic at all. Yeah, it's not. But I can see where you think that, because that's, social sites have made us these people that we're afraid to say anything for fear we're going to hurt someone's feelings. I do something when that happens that you guys need to learn to do, and that is block people.
Yeah.
If they're nasty, they get blocked. That's it. I don't need them on my Twitter.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Now, I want to get back to the coaching for a moment. So once you get, we talked about the trust, you get to know the person. Where do you, is there like a, not a formula, I don't like that word, but is there a way you start off with everyone, regardless of why their self-esteem is low? It's like, okay, here's the number one way to build self-esteem, or here's some tools to use. I'd love to hear a few.
I give them tools. By example, as an assessment person, counselor, I would call myself, I have developed forms that people fill out before I talk to them. So they get a self-esteem inventory. They get a values assessment. They get a behavior assessment. What is your behavior like? What is your values like? This isn't my opinion. This is scientific assessment. And so I get all this stuff and I go, I would have never known that about her. And then the second step for me is get them in my office.
which I go to a temporary offices because I work out of my home, but I take them to a temporary place, and we go over these forms with them. And of course, because I specialize in soft skills, I'm very careful about what I say, because if they have a very low self-esteem, they're not going to take it well. And so I would tell them something like what you did, Lisa, to say, well, I didn't have a good self-esteem when I was a child. I basically started out with that because I didn't. And neither did anyone else. Very few people had a good self-esteem. There's either a mother or a father, one of them, that you hated, or something happened, or there's something, a sister or a brother in your family, somebody that puts you down all the time. And so I talk to them as if they're my sister or my mother or somebody real close that I love. And I talk to them that way, and they feel the love. They feel the caring, and that's what it takes to be a counselor. You just can't call yourself, put a shingle on the door, I'm a counselor. You got to get credentials. And so the credentials are these things that is this the answer? Is this what that you're looking for? Okay. So that's it. I know so much about them when they walk in the door. I pretty much know what they're going to say the first sentence, you know, because they're either have a medium self-esteem or a low self-esteem or a very high self-esteem. And I have to measure, which I have tests for this, for narcissism as well. And so it's very important to just understand, do you know what degree? I don't think people know what my degree is. They think I'm a psychologist. I'm not. I have a doctor of philosophy in human behavior. So my degree is in the study of humans. So I understand people. And that's why I'm able to get all these people, because I know what they want to hear. I know what they want me to say. It's very telling what I know. So people think that I'm a psychologist. I didn't want to be a psychologist. I wanted to understand people. You know, there's a something I read that I thought was so telling, and that is that when you want to understand someone, you stand under them. I don't know if that makes sense to you yet, but it will. If you have a homeless person and you're standing up above them and they're on the ground, and you look at them, you're going to understand them better, because you're going to say, wow, what if there was a tornado and I was blown on the ground here and I'm a homeless person? So you understand about homeless people. And so the word understand on its own means to understand people. The word understand, you got to stand under them to understand them. So what I do, yeah, I think it's fascinating. We did it in the classroom, and everybody was like told that they were on a piece of paper, you know, you're a carpenter, you're this, you're that. And somebody would go and understand them by standing under them, meaning you could sit down and they could be standing, or any example, any number of examples. But when you do that, like if you're teaching and you're in a group, that's great because people don't know. Another thing that I do in classroom, I don't do that anymore because of my age and some of retirement and all that kind of stuff. But you know what people do is they don't understand how valuable they are. So I have them take an index card and write down 5 things about the person sitting next to them that they've observed during the 5 days of class or 8 days of class, whatever it is. So they would write down whatever it is. And I had that person sit down with their back to the person talking to them. Are you with me? Because it's hard to explain this. Okay, so I'm standing there, and Lisa, you're in front of me, and you're sitting down, and I tell you, Lisa, tell me what you want to say now, because I want you to be quiet while this person's talking to you. So you'll say, what are you going to do to me? I don't know if I like this exercise, whatever it is. I say, are you finished? And you're finished. All right, so I stand behind you and say, Lisa, you're a beautiful woman. Lisa, you have a good heart. Lisa, and you have to put your hand on their shoulders, so there's touch involved. And so, Lisa, I talked to you on the radio, and you're a great radio host, and so on. So they get 5 things. I'm standing there with the Kleenex because everybody starts to cry. Everybody, even the hard noses that you think would never cry, they're crying. I'm crying. Everybody's crying. So it's kind of fun to do these self-esteem exercises, because if you don't have a good self-esteem, you can't play that game because you're hysterical. And so the best thing to do is just, you got to get that self-esteem. So when you stand behind me and you say, Joyce, you're a really nice person. You don't seem like you have a PhD. You're a regular person, whatever. And I turn around and say, thank you. And that means I have self-esteem because I'm able to take a compliment. But you know how people are. You tell them, I love that dress. Oh, this thing is 5 years old.
Oh,
right?
Yep.
Isn't what everybody does that? Right.
Yep.
And so I'm trying to, this is what I do. This is why I love what I do, because I help people to feel better about who they are. And then they help people. And it's got a ripple effect.
Yeah, it definitely does. You know, the time goes by way too fast. I want to thank Dr. Joyce. We love having you here.
Is it over already?
Yeah, well, we've got a couple more minutes, and I got to give another shout out to our fantastic sponsor, Organic India. So, Dr. Joyce, tell us all the ways that we can find you.
I'm going to get a brand new website, thanks to you. I appreciate your recommendation of Dorian. She's wonderful.
Oh, good.
And so it's just drjoyceknudsen.com. I'll tell you, Knudsen is K-N-U-D-S-E-N. The site is going to be up this week. I'm very excited about it because I'm doing other things now, ghostwriting and a lot of things that I wasn't doing before, and I'm not doing a lot of things I was doing before. So I'm making it so that a lot of it is passive because I have to deal with some things that have come my way that I wasn't expecting. So yes, that's how they reach me, through my website. They can call me. It's 1-888-1-855-DR-JOYCE or 1-615-309-8168.
Terrific. Dr. Joyce, this has been wonderful. And we have to thank our wonderful sponsor again, Organic India. Again, seasonal cleansing is a time-honored tradition in Ayurveda and part of a healthy, conscious lifestyle. Preparing your body and mind for the new season by reestablishing your natural state of balance, hitting the reset button on digestion, and increasing your energy and vitality for the longer days ahead. Organic India is transforming the wisdom of ancient traditions into accessible, easy, modern-day practices to support you in achieving your healthy, conscious living goals year-round. Love that. Visit organicindiausa.com to learn more. And I really highly encourage you, please go to iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, listen to the show. And on iTunes, please rate, review, subscribe. If you could take a moment, it would really mean a lot to us. You can also stay in touch with us. Follow us on Twitter at Andrea Donsky, at Lisa Davis, MPH, at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening and stay well. Seasonal cleansing is a time-honored tradition in Ayurveda and part of a healthy, conscious lifestyle. Preparing your body and mind for the new season by reestablishing your natural state of balance, hitting the reset button on digestion, and increasing your energy and vitality for the longer days ahead. Organic India is transforming the wisdom of ancient traditions into accessible, easy, modern-day practices to support you in achieving your healthy, conscious living goals year-round. Visit organicindiausa.com to learn more.